You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
And so we check in on the markets, and I can tell you that in terms of the JSE All Share Index, it has really gone nowhere fast today, with the All Share finishing pretty much at the same levels that it did finish yesterday. But we've got Preston Naransamy, who's a portfolio manager at Nedbank Private Wealth, joining us back once again. Preston, it is good to speak with you again. So I see that interest rates rising is not something that is just happening here in South Africa, but in many parts of the world. How is the market digesting this higher path in interest rates it's currently seeing?
Good evening, Fifi. Yeah, I think, Fifi, we're seeing it across the board. A lot of economies are coming out and, you know, picking up rates. We've seen the likes of, you know, New Zealand and South Korea in particular, you know, in the space of 2 or 3 months, they've hiked in interest rates twice. So, of course, you know, that puts pressure on the market. And we've seen a bit of a rotation from the growth orientated stock to more of the value play. And we've seen, you know, dollar strength on the back of that as well, as investors, you know, look for a safe place to hide. Bond investors, of course, exiting some of these investments as yields pick up and their prices come under pressure, and then opting to sit in cash for a while. And we've seen the likes of the ECB as an example of FIFA. You know, they've been extremely dovish. But, you know, they've also stated at some point these accommodative measures will need to be relooked at. And, you know, they said that pricing pressures have been more than what they projected at their, you know, September meeting. So does put a little bit of pressure, you know, on equity markets. But the big question is, Fifi, is, you know, how far do rates go? Where will inflation go? How far will rates go before they settle? And at what level can the market stomach a higher interest rate? For now, it still seems like the market's holding up fairly well. But if interest rates do get a little bit out of hand and those hikes do happen a lot quicker than expected, then we could potentially see, you know, quite a big correction to market fees.
Well, one stock that has done pretty well in today's session, even though the JSE in itself didn't really move, but a stock that popped up quite nicely, Mr. Price. And they came out with their results today. And I think that what stood out for me was the fact that Mr. Price is talking about the fact that it grew its market share throughout the pandemic. In fact, in 19 months, in a row throughout the pandemic. I mean, what does that tell you about the state of the South African consumer?
You know, Fifi, it does tell you that the consumer is obviously under pressure, right? So there's a lot of trading down that's happening, you know, from the likes of, you know, Fushini and some of the retailers that play in the higher LSM space. So what's happening, Fifi, is that, you know, Mr. Price is a value play, right? And people are, they want value, but they're not willing to pay the prices that they paid in the past. And, you know, Fifi, in a higher interest rate environment where the consumer's probably going to be under quite a bit of pressure, you know, our consumer in South Africa, you know, sitting with debt to disposable income in excess of 70%. So a company like Mr. Price is really positioned quite nicely. On top of that, Fifi, you know, this company has a very strong balance sheet. Done quite a lot of acquisition given their balance sheet in the last year or two, and that's probably also going to help this company over the medium term. So, you know, in terms of the numbers, retail sales up, you know, today the 50-odd% or so, a slight miss on consensus, but the market was fairly happy. The share price finishing up almost 4%. So definitely one that, you know, I like, and a company that's positioned quite well in this environment.
But I'm also wondering to what degree perhaps this is a vote of confidence in Mr. Price's fashion sense, and especially from the millennials and the younger shoppers who are a lot more trendier than perhaps you and I, or maybe you're a lot more trendier than me, Preston. But nonetheless, moving on to one of Mr. Price's landlords, right, in some of the malls across the country, and results coming out of Growth Point, the biggest landlord, the biggest property company listed on the JSE. Yeah, property has had a tough, but it looks like the tough times are really beginning to seem further and further away for some of these property counters, particularly Growth Point. What do you make of how it's performing?
So, Fifi, you know, the disappointment, or I guess it was expected, rental reversions in particular, you know, for a company like Growth Point, you know, it's really getting worse. So their big problem is their huge office space. So if you look through on a look-through basis, if you look at, you know, Growth Point's exposure. They're sitting with 50-odd% exposure to office if you consolidate their offshore exposure through Global One. That's quite a chunky exposure to office. And their vacancies, you know, locally are sitting in excess of 20% on this latest update today. And just some of the commentary, you know, they say that the smaller, you know, office tenants, they can't afford the space, so they're leaving. And they've also stated that, you know, the larger tenants, you know, returning to office. But I also, you know, question that just given what COVID brought from a disruption perspective and, you know, work from home. So, you know, it's really a sector or a subsector within property that's under quite a bit of pressure. And just the sector in general, you know, the sector's still dealing with, you know, constrained balance sheet, dealing with rental reversions going backward. And, you know, Fifi, we saw a strong recovery last year, right? Property shed almost half of its value last year, and we've seen a strong bounce back. And, you know, now when I look at the market, I just wonder whether, you know, there's enough upside from these levels. A lot of these companies, like GrowthPoint as an example, is trading at a, you know, 35, 40% discount to its underlying assets. But one could say, you know, that discount's probably warranted given these longer-term risks, particularly for them with respect to offers.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if you caught in Coronation's results commentary. Apparently all their guys are back at the office. I don't know. Maybe I've misread that statement. But Preston, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks so much for joining us. Preston Narangsamy, the Portfolio Manager at Nedbank Private Wealth.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.